Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our How to Sell to Women 3-day virtual training. This is day two, and wow, is all I can say about the amazing, amazing education we all got on our first day. And today is going to be no exception. We're starting out strong with literally one of my favorite women entrepreneurs and personally my mentor. First, let me tell you, this is Lisa Sasevich, known by many as the Queen of Sales Conversion and founder of the Invisible Close Sales Systems. I want to congratulate you on doing whatever it took for you to be on this call today. It really symbolizes your commitment in attracting more women clients to your business so you can serve them at the highest level. You're definitely in the right place if you want to learn the latest and greatest that our master teachers have been testing on the court. They've each made millions by knowing exactly how to honor and serve women. Each one has generously agreed to join me during this training to share the gift of what they learned, and also, before we conclude, we'll share a gift that you can use to take their teachings deeper into your business, so stay tuned. Right now, it is my honor to introduce to you Allie Brown. Allie is the voice of women's entrepreneurial success. As founder and CEO of Elevate Allie International, she has created an Inc. 500-ranked global enterprise devoted to empowering women entrepreneurs. Allie was named one of Forbes' Women to Watch and one of Ernst & Young's Winning Women Entrepreneurs. She was also featured on the ABC hit primetime show Secret Millionaire and is a current spokesperson for Chase's latest small business program. Allie provides business and success advice and resources for over 200,000 followers via AllieBrown.com and her social media channels. And personally, what I'd like to share is that I found Allie around 2009 when I first got started in my business. I was looking for a mentor that I respected, that was really going for it, and particularly I wanted to find a woman that I could model, you know, because of the style, because of, you know, all of the things that can differentiate men and women in business. And when I found Allie, and we had met before, maybe she'll tell you about it. I'll leave it up to her. We had met
before.
Yes,
I will.
okay, great. When I found Allie, it just, I didn't have the money, but I was so attracted. I figured it out. I went and I mentored with her, and it was really that year that my business leapt from literally a home-based coaching business, barely breaking $100,000 a year, to over $2 million in sales. And so it's continued to grow since then, and really it's because of Allie's generosity and her great systems that I was able to get on the map in such a big way in such a fast period of time. So hi, Allie. I'm excited to have you here today.
I'm so excited to be here. Also, we don't get to talk much anymore, especially since I've had the babies. You know, everyone's like, are you there? Are you okay? They see me, I'm out and about, but they're like, we really need to talk, so this is great. And, I want everybody to know that I was actually in Lisa's audience. That's where I started, and it was back in like 2005, and Lisa was leading these relationship workshops for women, and I was at this point that can I tell the name of the class, because I think it's funny.
It's a great story. Class.
Okay,
absolutely.
The class was called fantastic class called Celebrating Men, right? Satisfying Women, and I was at this point that I'm like, listen, I have nothing to celebrate about men. I've had it, like, you know, I don't know, is it me, is it them, what the hell, like what, you know? And it was such an amazing class, and I'm looking at this magical woman on stage with these big brown twinkly eyes and these, you know, this beautiful smile, and she just engaged us, man. Like, she just got us in, and it was a different type of speaking that I'd seen before. It was not this speaking at us. She really just brought us in. There was this huge level of trust because some very deep stuff was happening in the workshop. And then I have to tell you that Lisa made this offer, and there was a stampede to the back of the room that I've never seen from women. Now, I've seen it at these, you know, I got my background, like I ended up speaking at all these internet marketing events, a lot of these, no offense, I call them the swinging dicks, you know, these guys, and they're all on stage. And I was the only woman
sorry,
there.
Sorry, guys,
and,
listening to.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it was funny. I'm sure they call, they call themselves that probably. It's kind of endearing. But I'm there, and I was the only woman on stage, and I'd seen these stampedes of those kinds of, like, hypey audiences, but I had never seen a woman so graciously and in this gentle yet powerful way, like, engage us to go to the back of the room. And I signed up for the super-duper-whooper package, whatever it was. I didn't even know what I was buying, but I was so excited. And Lisa was the reason why. And it's just so, it was so wild that then she was in my audience in 2008, and then we connected, and, you know, we worked together for a year, and then we've been really good friends ever since. And Lisa, I just want to tell you, I'm just still so honored to be in your life. And I tell people, I'm like, you want to see what to do? Go watch Lisa, because she's just rocking it. She just doesn't stop.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't feel like I've stopped since then. You've lit a fire under me that's still burning, burning hot today. So thank you for that. And, yeah, that was actually where all of our Speak to Sell work got born. Like, little did I know, in those workshops where I met you and we were teaching women to understand men, that I was creating the system that is now the core of my business on teaching entrepreneurs how to get on stage and sell without being salesy. And, you know, it's just such proof positive that you never know what you're actually building. You know what I mean? Like, that was 6 years of teaching women to understand men was the foundation, like the lab for all of the invisible clothes material that we teach today. But I didn't know that was the lab at the time. You know, it was just, I looked back and it was all there. So it's pretty fascinating. And then whoever thought, now that my kids are 7 and 10 and you were the no, not doing the kid thing, and now here you are with your twins being mama extraordinaire. So, you know, it's just, we never know what's around the next corner.
You never know. All the dots get connected somehow, magically.
I like that. Yes, it's true. And so I want to, I want for our folks that haven't met you yet to understand a little bit more about what you're doing in the world and how and when you discovered your calling to empower and serve women.
Well, I want to go back to about 98, if you all want to come back with me. Think about your hair at that time. Remember the dark lipstick? Remember, everybody? Are you with me? Okay. Square-toed shoes.
Was that the perm or the Farrah Fawcett time?
I had mall bangs and square-toed loafers. And that was me in New York City realizing that I was unemployable. My last job was at an ad agency. And I had, like many of you, maybe got out of school and just assumed I would go, you know, in the working world and hop around. And man, I hopped around. I had about 8 different jobs in 6 years. And my parents, which were very tolerant and sweet. They were just like, "What are you doing? Like, what is this restlessness that is inside of you?" And I couldn't figure it out until at that last job, I was a copywriter at this ad agency, and I had learned how to write, you know, the words for the newsletters, the ads, the brochures we did for our clients, and I loved it. I loved doing that. And then one day, this freelancer came in, and I'm like, "What's a freelancer?" And I found out this guy worked for the agency but on his own schedule, and I mistakenly learned also he made more money than me per hour. And I started chatting with him, like, "Can I get you a coffee? I want to ask you some questions." And I realized, well, I want to go freelance too. And so I just quit. Now, I wouldn't advise this because I didn't have a plan B, but some of you may know where I was. Like, I was just so – it was so painful to stay at that ad agency with one bathroom, and they had an old fax machine and all these things that were driving me nuts. And I kept thinking, you know, if I work for myself, I'm going to get a brand-new fax machine. And the first thing I did was I went to Staples and put that on the credit card and then realized I needed clients. And so that was a long and slow journey. I went to networking groups. I didn't know how to sell myself. I liked meeting people, but I didn't know how to turn that into clients. The turning point for me was really the internet, and many of you remember, along with your mall bangs and your square-toed shoes, was something called AOL. And remember that AOL CD, and the first time you picked that up, I think I picked it up in outside a drugstore. Do you remember those CDs they gave you?
Oh,
to
yeah.
Put in your...
and just being so scared that when I put it in, I wouldn't know what to do next.
It would blow up, or they would send your banking information to Siberia. No.
Exactly.
And I remember putting that in and suddenly feeling connected to so many people. And I started this little email newsletter because I'd seen a few of these, and I thought, well, why don't I take these business cards of people I've met? And you wouldn't want to do this today, by the way, piss people off, but back then they seemed okay with it. I said, "Hey, I met you at this, you know, networking event. Is it okay if I put you on the list?" And some people I kind of just put on the list, and started off with a list of like 10, 20 people. and started publishing these little tips once a week on what I knew, and that was writing for business. That's what I had learned, and that was my skill. And then little by little, I started getting referrals from that newsletter. I didn't even have a website yet. People were saying, hey, can you put me on the list? I have a friend actually has this business who may need a brochure done. And within about 8 months, I had some clients on my portfolio list now from like, I got a gig at Dun & Bradstreet, New York Times Digital, Scholastic Books, these freelance projects that then positioned me, it's a very important word, positioned me at a level where I could charge more. And where, like, the women came in was when I started to take care of myself, Lisa. I started to set goals for myself, and my first big goal was really just a full-time income. Like, everyone asked me, did you have this big vision of creating this, you know, organization and, like, working with all these, you know, incredible, powerful women? I'm like, no. I wanted to work at home. I wanted a full-time living. And that was my big vision. And I realize now, why would God give me the big vision back then? I couldn't even pay my rent. I think God's been very patient with me in showing me just what I need to do that's in front of me, and then I'll see the next thing and the next thing. Sometimes you have the big vision, and then that's incredible if you do. And God, you know, if you do, then go for it. But I didn't. I think every time I kind of turn the corner, then I see the next thing. And sometimes that involves also going backwards, turning around, trying a different door.
For sure.
You know, that's just the reality of life. And when I stepped into my highest good, and when I started taking care of myself and setting goals and wanting to be successful for myself, that is when other women started asking me, what are you doing? How are you doing this? You know, how are you marketing yourself? And how did you go start a business? And I said, well, you know, I don't know much, but I do know a good amount about marketing, and I've been learning a lot and studying, so I'd love to teach you. And I started with articles that turned into ebooks and courses, and then years later, coaching, seminars, and now it's just what I do. It's what I love. I love teaching and leading, and I think women right now we are, it's a fact, we are shifting the entire planet, and it's an amazing time to be here right now and to be in business for yourself.
For sure, absolutely. And what would you say now? I mean, you've come through a lot of, like, iterations of Allie Brown, and I've just watched you try so many different things, every single one of
them. I'm like Madonna.
You're the Madonna of the entrepreneurial women's sector. and I won't say anything about that potential double nursing bra you might be wearing that really could have you make.
Oh, you're right.
You look like Madonna. Like,
the
literally, right?
Yeah.
So what would you say right now in this space and time is the unique transformation that Allie Brown is bringing to women?
When women start a business, it's fascinating. I know you've seen this too, Lisa, that a lot of women, when they decide to work for themselves, it is often the first time for many of them in their entire life that they have to completely bank on themselves, completely believe in themselves. Like, this is it. They know that maybe if they don't do this, they're going to be in trouble. Like, they have to do this. Like, they either financially or from this place of so much passion, like, they're going to burst if they don't do this, that all their issues are going to come up. And the best way I heard it described initially was from Jim Rohn, who was one of Tony Robbins' original mentors. And he said, you know, you don't become a millionaire for the $1 million. You become a millionaire for the person you become in the process. And I did not understand it when he said that. I'm like, well, of course you want the $1 million. I'm like, why would you, you know, I'm already a nice person. What more improvement do I need? And then as I got into this, I realized the believing in yourself, the being ready for anything to go wrong at any minute, the realization that you never completely will get to this point that everything's hunky-dory and perfect. Like, the money's amazing, and it's changed my life and my family's life and those people I want to help. But I'll tell you, it's just more zeros. There's more stuff going on. You know, you're still managing the money. You have to know that right now you have to really own this. And when women step into that place of realizing that they're going to have to deal with their bullshit, they're going to have to step into who they really need to be, and it takes a lot of self-belief. And self-limiting beliefs are so prevalent in women, and we don't even realize they're there. They are holding us back from stepping into our highest good. And so when I'm working with women, you know, we work mainly on that business level, but when those gems come up for healing or a new perspective or a shift in their awareness, that is my favorite place. because helping them see something like that and how maybe looking at something differently or just changing the way they're thinking about something or realizing that they can do this, why, you know, they're questioning why, and I'm like, well, why not? And they suddenly realize that 95% of all their issues is they're in their own brain. And you and I know this very well. Like, a lot of when both of us at different times and everyone in kind of our tribe, you know, out there doing all these amazing things for women, we all come up against this. And I still catch this all the time. Our friend Blair Singer, who I know you're interviewing too, calls this the little voice. And that little voice can be very, very powerful. And when you become aware of that, that is, to me, like one of the biggest challenges you've just overcome. Then you have to learn to make friends with it and deal with it from there. But honestly, overcoming those self-limiting beliefs is really the transformation that I love working with women on. And I mean, the income is like the byproduct. Even though that's the initial goal, it ends up being the byproduct because they are so thrilled with who they become in the process, how much peace they have in their hearts, and how amazing they realize that this impact they can have in the world. I just gave you all a lot of information, and I hope that's digestible, but that's, I really wanted to emphasize that.
Well, I mean, I can personally say, I see this for myself and also my clients as well, you know, being an entrepreneur and then being a woman entrepreneur, it is, I've done 25 years of all different kinds of personal development workshops, both been in them and taught them, and nothing will drive up all of your little voice stuff faster mm-hmm. than having your own business, right? So, you know, you're catching women right there at a time where they're reaching out the biggest, which will cause the biggest, you know, resistance, the biggest delusion, the biggest all of our internal stuff that mm-hmm. when you weren't playing a big game, it's down. It's down lower, right? But the minute you step in and go for it, you know, it all is right there. I remember signing up for my first course with you. I guess you're right. It was 2008 to come to a live workshop. I mean, I think it was $3,000, and I had to do the 8-pay. And, you know, that was like, I think I signed up
for
the
course
was in November. Yeah, it was an 8-pay, and I remember it was March, and I hope the math works here, but I'm pretty sure the course was in November. And it was like, I hadn't even bought myself a car. Like, I was driving, you know, an older car because I owned it, because I didn't want to make that monthly payment. And the 8-pay just to get to that workshop was as much as if I, you know, I would have paid to get a car. And after I did that and then I saw that I could, then doing things like getting myself a new car, you know, so that myself and my children could be in, you know, a nice car driving around, a safe car driving around, those things all became possible with each stretch, you know, each time you get past your comfort zone. Like, that's
yeah,
where
and it just becomes a way of life then. Then you just start realizing, like,
right.
like you know, it really just does. And there's so many more things I want to add to that, but I want to make sure we stay on track for your theme here. So, you know, just lead me
for
where you
sure.
want me to go here.
Absolutely. I was just laughing because I was thinking I tried to try so many financial planners before I could finally found someone who understand me, because with the kind of thinking that you're talking about, you can't put someone on a budget and say, okay, this goes here, not with a creator, right? It's like
even now, people, it's really so hard when you become an entrepreneur to find people who, in the general world, financial planners, you know, lawyers, accountants, who understand. They'll be like, and you're doing what? And you're taking this risk, why? And you're like, because this is how we roll.
Right.
Like, this is, we just go big.
Exactly. So, okay, so let's talk about, you know, you have this, you know, amazing, empowering space that you create for women to really be able to move through those self-limiting beliefs and become all of who they want to be. What are some of the ways that you attract women clients that our listeners can, you know, learn from and potentially use in their own business to attract more women clients?
I think, well, there's two ways you should approach this, and this all depends too on your personality and who you are. But like, I, just like you, Lisa, love speaking. I love writing. I love having that message for my big mission. And so, you know, the main way I do that is just getting out there and being visible. And, you know, for a lot of women, that may not be what you want to do. Like, I have people come to me and say, oh my gosh, do I have to speak? I'm like, well, no, you don't have to. It's a great way to market. And if you feel like you are going to attract people by shining your light, which many of you will, and actually, if this is an issue for you, it probably is your lesson. then, you know, that's a great way to get out there. But the second way is that you do more like direct marketing. And so my marketing personally is twofold. I have the whole side of what we call the alley outreach, and I am out speaking. I'm trying to be at events that I know I should be at to meet people. I'm doing more partnerships and higher level networking. I just launched a new radio show, which I'm thrilled about. And can I tell you, I'm just having so fun, and I gave myself permission to do that because it would be fun. And I don't know if it's the perfect marketing tool or not, but I'm loving it, and it's working, I think, because I just love it so much. So if there's something that you love and would like to do to get out there, that's a big key that it's going to be successful. So there's like the whole alley outreach, shining my light thing, which really is what I should be doing just all the time, right? And then the second half is real direct marketing. And that's where we get back to the stuff that I studied when I learned, you know, I learned from my original marketing mentor was Dan Kennedy, the grumpy old guy, you know, who rides the bull. And I learned so much from those guys. And as irritating as they were and offensive and, you know, just like, and bizarre at times, I learned so much about the old school direct marketing and psychology and took that and then applied it to a women audience. And I know in a minute we'll talk about the differences there. So part one is you getting out there and being visible. Because I'm telling you, for women, that's probably more than half the battle, and that'll attract more people than you realize. The second half is you then being very strategic. Who do you want to go after? Where are they already in large numbers? And how can you get your message in front of them? How can you get something in front of them that they will come to your website for? How can you get something in front of them that they will give you their email address for? I use a free CD, which I'll tell you about later. That's just one thing you can do. You can do free reports. I know, Lisa, you've done, you know, teleseminars, webinars. If you're in this kind of info category, it's a great way to get out there. If you want to take that to a higher level, then you can look at where your audience is already in large numbers that you can get lists of. For example, let's say you want to reach women who are, I'm just making this up, part of the, maybe they're managers at companies. Well, you can go look, and I'm sure there's some type of association or organization for managers in America. You know, it's probably some big boring conference they go to once a year, right? Not like our workshops, right, Lisa? No dance party.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no dance party. No gluten-free buffets.
No gluten-free, dairy-free. No, JJ didn't do the menu, right? Our friend JJ.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, so there, find out maybe there's organizations or associations where these people are at. And then so that example I just gave, like the managers, look at how you can get in front of them in their newsletter. Maybe you could speak at their conferences. Maybe you can sponsor their conference. Maybe you can get a trade show booth at their conference. Maybe you can buy their list, if at all. You know, try to get in front of them for free and then next level buy. But so we do that type of strategic marketing as well. I know my target market. I know their ages. I know where they live. I know some of their psychographics, like other people they like on Facebook. You know, just all these little things. Here's a quick example that we learned also by surveying our best clients in my Elevate coaching program. I had no idea. The majority of them are college educated, which if you had asked me, I probably would have guessed, but I never thought of that. And now I know when I'm targeting ads, for example, on Facebook, I'm checking the box that says college education. Do we have women in our programs who maybe didn't graduate college? Of course. But when you're going to be spending money then on this targeting for your market, you definitely want to make sure that you know your market. And so surveying current clients and customers is a great way to get started. So I hope that makes sense, that there's really two ways we do that here, the outreach and then that targeted strategic marketing.
I love it. It makes a ton of sense. And I really like your sort of alley outreach as the like the container for all these things you listed. I think it's great for everybody to look and separate those two, because it's so easy to get everything into a big old jumbled snarl and you feel like you don't know which way to go first. And if you separate it,
yeah,
like Allie's recommending, it seems like it would help you focus a lot. So I think it's great.
And marketing is so confusing now. Like if you started a business 15 years ago, you had maybe three choices, you know, to get yourself out there. And now, I mean, there's social media popping up. People are asking me about, should I be on the DigiWizzyWah, you know, site? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, are your clients on there? They're like, well, no, then you shouldn't be on the DigiWizzyWah social media site, you know. So, you know, it's all about stepping back and using your brain.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think that simple advice of, like, where are they, that's where you should go, could really answer a ton of those questions of should I do this thing, should I do that thing, for sure.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
So you're bringing women in both through your Alley Outreach and the whole list of great things that you stuck in under that category that our listeners can certainly do too. And then you've got more of your direct marketing, and you're using those that training and putting it online and showing people how to do it online. Let's talk about actually to going from attracting the woman client to turning her into a paying client, so what we would call conversion over here. What have you found is effective in inspiring women clients to go ahead and step up and say yes?
Well, and I'm sure this is a recurring theme on your telesummit here. I'm just going to guess that a lot of it is relationship and trust. It really is. So if you actually come at, this is my experience, if you actually come at a female client with, like, a promise so bold that it could possibly scare her away, I've seen that work the opposite way. I'm going to give you an example. If I came out and say how I took my business to $20 million a year in 3 years with no website or something, someone's going to go, that's total bullshit. Even if it was real and I did it,
yes.
There's such a high level of skepticism online. Do you know what I mean? So
yes. Yeah.
I found really,
really
sorry, go ahead.
Nobody has brought that up. Nobody's brought that up. That's a great point.
It's huge, and I'll tell you why it triggered something in me. And I saw, I'm not much of a Facebook voyeur, but this was it last year, and it was a gal, I didn't even know this gal, and she had an ad running, and it was something like, you know, learn how to go from zero to 10, I mean, it was like 10 million or something in 3 months, and it was just like, and there were all these comments under it. You know, I clicked on it, I'm like, who is this gal? This is interesting. And all these people were like, this is total BS, and, like, who are you? And, you know, it was kind of coming from left field. Now, what would be a fascinating test is to do that for a male audience, and I bet they'd eat it right up. I don't know why. But for the women, I think it's very important to meet them where they're at. My marketing, when I was getting started, I became very conscious of, as successful as I was becoming and being able to do some really fun. Man, when you start making money, it is so much fun. I just have to tell you all. I mean, you get to do all the stuff you never did before. So you're staying at the Four Seasons, and I chartered a jet, and, like, all this crazy stuff, right? And then
you had your own magazine. I mean, who does that,
I had
right?
a magazine for 2 years. I mean,
yeah.
Why? Because I could.
You had a little bit of a clothing line going on, right?
Yeah. I had a boutique and, like, all this, you know, this stuff going out there. And then, you know, after I did the show Secret Millionaire, a lot of you saw something change, and I'll address that too because that's kind of part of this journey I got to as well. And I knew something was amiss when I was knee-deep in a week-long of living on welfare, and I did not want to go back to my previous life. And I say that in all sincerity, that I was so excited to have the freedom, and I was working with people who were just these amazing human beings. And I had my brain totally free and clear and my schedule free and clear to just be and be of service to these people. I came back and just transformed everything. I said, you know what, I love doing this, this, and this, but these aren't helping us, and let's take this out. And I just totally wiped the slate clean and started over. I invented one brand new training program. That's it. That's the one we focus on now. I speak. I have fun. I have the radio show. And, you know, we do a few products a year, but nothing ginormous. And I realigned myself, and a marketing lesson I learned during that time is that when I started being more open about my emotions, what I was going through, and being vulnerable, and I realized I was meeting women where they were at. Instead of talking to them from up here, and if you could see me visually now, I have my hand way up in the air, which I think is what a lot of male gurus do and the sales guys do up here, like, follow me, I'm going to take you up here, and blah, blah, blah. I lowered down a bit, like not my volume. I wish there was another word for it, my barometer. We have to come up with that, Lisa, whatever that thing is. But you know what I'm talking
right.
about? I kind of brought my vibe down and looked you in the eye and took your hand and say, I'm here, I'm with you, and I'd like, come with me. I can show you something that's going to change your life. That is what shifted. And I realized that the marketing I had learned from the men didn't work anymore, and that is where I realized that I had to meet women where they're at. So here's an example. If you're out there telling women that you lost, I lost 500 pounds and made $3 million in 30 days, and you can't do it, you know, try toning it down a bit. Say, you know, hell, let me help you lose your first 10 pounds. let me help you make a full-time income. Let me help you break your first six figures. Think about your audience and where they're at and meet them there. That's my best. If I had to, like, leave the planet right now, that would be my best piece of marketing advice I would give you for getting through to women.
It's great. And, you know, I was thinking about that word. What is the word? And I wonder, do you think that, I don't know, this word has so many meanings to so many people, but it's like something shifted in the ego, you know, and I'm not a believer in trying to get rid of the ego. I think it serves us, but it's like it sounds like you got it repositioned or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I got it.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. What is it?
I got it now. When I came back from Secret Millionaire, I use this analogy. It's like on your smartphone when you're on the map and you're using the compass and it's like, no, it's not orienting. You got to shake it up and reorient. That's what I did.
Reorient. That's perfect. Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's nothing, yeah. That show, Allie, I mean, I remember when it was on. I watched it. I was not expecting to get so hit so hard. And you know me. You know, how many times have you seen me cry? Right? It's like I'm just not an easy crier. But watching your transformation on that show was tangible. It was really tangible.
You sent me a picture of your tears. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yes. It's so
you
rare.
Sent me a picture.
Yes.
We forgot that to prove, because I didn't believe you. I say, oh, yeah, Lisa, okay, thick skin. She's like ball buster, you know, like, yes, she cried. You said that. I remember now you sent me a picture. I was like, oh, my gosh, you just looked so touched and transformed, and I was just so honored you watched it.
Well, it's exactly, you know, in action what you're talking about that you're doing for women now and doing so much more consciously since that transformation. So I think it's awesome. And it kind of leads right into, you've already talked about this a little bit, but is there anything that just flat out, you shared a few things here, but anything like flat out are no-nos, like, you know, because we have both men and women, you know, coming to this training who both want to serve and inspire, you know, and transform women. So what are the no-nos that either you've had done to you or maybe you even tried it and found out the hard way?
I think the easiest way to know if you're screwing up is if this is going to sound terrible. Is if you're acting like a man. And let me hear me
say
out
more.
Here. But like,
yeah, yeah.
But what instantly came to my mind? Well, like whenever I talk to you, I flash back to the course that you taught.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, let's take a relationship for example. And this is an overused analogy in marketing and sales, but it's like dating and the relationship, right? And, you know, if you think about a guy who's being a jerk, they're not returning your call or they're not, like, caring about you. They're not, you know, they're not following up. You know, you have to be like, are we still on for Friday? Because, you know, oh, okay. So if you think about all the things could kind of go wrong during courtship, right, that is a lot of the stuff that can go wrong in marketing and sales. And in a different way, I'm trying to think of another way to put it, but really, you know, the biggest shift that we made in our sales as well was adding extra team to talk to women on the phone, because we realized when women make a purchase, very often they just need to be heard in the process. And versus a lot of, now I'm generalizing and don't hate me for this, but this is what the whole theme of this thing is about. I do think a lot more men are click and buy guys. And they will see the thing, that's what I need, they click and they buy it and they come to the seminar or buy the coaching and they don't need 10 phone calls and to validate their values that you're aligned and, you know, all the stuff right, that women do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a very interesting thing that we started doing is even for lower priced products is adding more team just to be available on the phone. Because often when a woman's going to buy, you know, a product, even if it's look, we have testimonials and how this has changed people's lives and this will shift your marketing and it'll teach you all this, it's going to send you the moon and all this stuff, they will still call. And my team tells me, like, yeah, they really just want to be heard. They want to say, okay, I just want to make sure. Now, this has this and this in it. And they're like, yep, and this, and Allie will teach me this, and yep, okay. And then they tell us about their business. They want to know that it's a good fit for them. And, you know, it's an interesting shift. And I think it's a shift in two ways. Well, number one, now that we know our market's women and we're not trying to deny that anymore and try to be everything to everybody, but number two, the internet has changed so much. And when I was marketing in like 2005 and 6, I mean, we could fill up an entire course with three emails and you know, maybe one teleseminar. And now you need to really engage people more. You need a relationship. You need to ramp up that trust before that sale is made. And so the wrong things to do, you know, yelling at people. Lisa, I know that you're going to be speaking soon at a male-oriented conference coming up. And, you know, the last time I was at that one last year, without naming names, I went up after 3 days of everybody being yelled at in the audience. And I tell you, even the guys appreciated that. I went up there and I literally said, you guys ready for something different? And they were like, please, yes. And I talked with them and not at them. I didn't yell at them. I didn't make them raise their hand. I didn't make them, like, it was just a total shift in energy. And, you know, even for an audience there of all guys in a very guy-oriented event with all guys on stage, you know, swinging around there, they were so refreshed by me on stage. And I just pulled up a chair and sat down, and I'm like, I just want to tell you some lessons I've learned over the last 5 years about marketing, and they loved it. They loved it. So being different, even to male audiences, I think, is a great shift right now. And a lot of them want to go this direction because they're tired of all the BS and the hype and the push and the, you know, it's part of this whole shift that we're going through as a planet. It's from all this competition and the pushing to this working together, the cooperation, the receiving, the allowing. And it's been a shift for me personally as well.
Yeah, I definitely have been going through that in the last year myself. I feel so much more collaborative, and I'm pushing into things that used to scare me, collaborations that, you know, I stayed away from
cool.
because they scared me, and finding, you know, well, like, just great stuff on the other side. So you were actually one of the first people that made it so safe and to collaborate, you know, many years back when we did our very first program together, you know, just I got to experience what a win-win that was. And so I think now
the only thing we disagreed on was the skunk.
No.
Do you remember
clip
the skunk?
Art. It always
the clip
comes
art
back
of the
to
skunk.
The clip art. But you had more experience, though. We went with your skunk.
Now
that you've got yeah. two little babies there, you know why I just pulled on that one, right? You got to choose your battles.
Can't you all picture? This is, of course, two women working together. And we're on the phone, and I'm like, you know, I really don't like that picture of the skunk and the clip art. And I'm like, I picked a different one. You're like, really? I don't think I like that one. I'm like, well, I can't believe we had a conversation around that. But it ends up being a great product, the Simply Irresistible.
I know. And now, you know, we've just both come so many light years. But, you know, it's just a really, for me, beautiful example of collaboration, for sure. Well, I know there's a lot of women and men listening that would love to learn more about your secrets to success. And, you've given so much gold today, just separating out the outreach from the direct marketing, giving people the chance to see that distinction. I really love everything you said, you know, very unique of what we've heard so far about being careful that your promise isn't so bold that it scares people away. I mean, you know, everyone comes out and says have a bold promise, but you're right, there is a range there. And then ladies, if you're listening, and I bet you there's a lot of men nodding their heads when you talked about women, really be willing to be yourself. You don't need to act like a man to attract both women and men clients.
In yeah.
fact, you'll do a lot better being a powerful, centered woman like you're getting to experience here with Allie. So Allie has put together a free gift for you to be able to experience her top 10 success secrets for entrepreneurial women. It is a free audio CD, and you can get it right now at selltowomen.com/Allie, A-L-I. That's selltowomen.com/Allie. And Allie, maybe you could just take a moment and tell us what is on that audio.
This is one of my most popular products, and I'm excited to make it available to all of you. And actually, I hear from women every day, I'm not making this up, on my Facebook page saying, I love the CD. It drove me to tears. I feel so liberated. I'm ready to do this. So you're going to love this. And I cover things like why you don't need a lot of money to get started or grow your business, what your most valuable asset is truly. It's not money, and every one of you has it. 3 keys to generating large amounts of income quickly when you're starting your business. I'm going to help you get focused. And how to move through the fear and into that faith that you need to pursue your dream. The mind stuff is, I'm sure Lisa would agree, that the mind stuff is just as important as the marketing and the business, and that may be your bigger battle to deal with here. So it's a great CD. I think it's about half an hour long. It's easy to listen to in the car. And we will mail you a real CD, or you can get a download if you'd prefer that too.
awesome. I've listened to it personally, and I would say, you know, just go right now so you don't forget to selltowomen.com/Allie. It's actually the, I have a couple of things I just keep on my iPhone, so when I'm out walking and I just need a power hit, you know, I turn off the music, turn on that, and it just lifts me up for my day every single time. So, Allie, I want to thank you so much, and I also want to let everybody know that I'm sure you're going to want to hear this again. I'm sure you're going to want the transcript, and as many of you know, you could hear me clicking away on the background. I take notes on what I call my action sheets for things that I'm going to implement, plus the things I'm going to give right to my team to implement, and there's so much that Allie gave us today. So if you'd like to get our VIP upgrade package where you get the MP3s, the transcripts, and my personal action sheets on every single one of our 18 master teachers, including my own tips, right now during the series, you can grab that at selltowomen.com/upgrade for just $97. If you wait, it'll be $197. Plus, there's a whole bunch of other surprises that are tucked into the VIP upgrade package, too, but you'll have to get it to find out. So, again, you just go to selltowomen.com/upgrade, and you can keep all 3 days in your success library forever. And as you can tell, just from one powerful interview like this, it's worth many times more than the investment. Also, as Allie shared, we'll be interviewing many more amazing master teachers today, including who she talked about, Blair Singer, who talks about Little Voice Mastery this afternoon. So make sure to check your email schedule. We'll be guiding you throughout the day on who's next and what you can expect, and also where to get that free gift from Allie. You'd go to selltowomen.com/Allie. So we've got a lot going on today. Allie, thank you so much for taking a time aside to just be present with us and share where you are right now in the evolution of Allie Brown.
Really great to be here, Lisa. I can't wait to see you soon.
All right. See you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you on our next interview. Bye.